can't you quit? It's just the lie of the weak. Oh, every day's another Halloween. There's nothing worse than saying what you mean for you.
Jesse, you must listen to WOAY 90.9 FM on the net. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
Did you know there are laws that protect the health and safety rights of agriculture workers? And if you or a loved one is dealing with coronavirus, your rights may include required details about your job and pay, payment at the proper rate for every hour you work, safe transportation, and safe and clean housing. For more information and free help, call 866-4-US-WAGE or visit worker.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Labor.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, March 23rd, head to karaoke night in Hunt Union Waterfront at 9 p.m. On March 24th, Trivia Tuesday is happening in the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union at 9 p.m. On Wednesday, March 25th, women's lacrosse plays Morrisville at the Red Dragon Field at 4 p.m. Also at 4 p.m., men's lacrosse plays Geneseo at the All College Field. On Thursday, March 26th, the softball team plays RPI at Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. Also on Thursday, the first showing of The Shape of Things is happening at 7:30 in the Hamblin Theater. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets are available online or at the ticket booth in Fine Arts. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Hello, everybody. How's it going? I hope everyone just answered me. That would have been really cool. My name is NJ. This is my show. It is called The Kitchen Sink. And today's going to be fun. Today's theme is lifting spirits, because I feel like spirits are low, because it's Monday and it's gloomy after we had like three really nice days like a week and a half ago, and that stinks, and it should be spring. We have like the spring rain, but not the spring temperatures, so that stinks. And so today my mission is to lift everyone's spirit, and hopefully that mission is accomplished. But updates, why not? Last week was spring break and it was fun. I went home. Most people that I know also went home. One friend of mine went to Montana, which is really cool. And she showed me pictures of Montana and it's beautiful. So Montana's probably going to be seeing me pretty soon. To see the beautiful sights of Montana. They have bison, real bison, and that's awesome. I would love to meet a bison. I would befriend a bison if I could. I would love to, wow, wait, this is just making me think about what it would be like to live as an animal, because that would be really cool. But I'd be like a friendly animal and then that would get me killed. Maybe I don't want to be an animal. I feel like my capacity for feeling is too great to be an animal, you know? Like, if I befriended the wrong animal, I would get eaten. So maybe I don't want to be an animal. Maybe I'm fine being a human. But anyways, spring break. Okay, I had the most awesomest thing happened during spring break, kind of. I don't know if it was the most awesomest ever, but it was really cool. So I play violin, and I play violin in this orchestra at home, and we had a concert this week. So I had like rehearsals during the week, and then the concert was Saturday. And OMG. So there was this man. It was like Revolutionary War themed, kind of, because my mom just texted me. I got distracted. She's talking about bison. Wow. Okay. So I had this concert. It was Revolutionary War themed because of the 250th anniversary of America. And there was a man who came. His name was Jonathan. And he told stories, like, while the orchestra was, like, playing a piece. Like, he would tell stories about, like, Revolutionary War historical figures, heroes, whatever, like, that are kind of from my area, which was really cool. And he was dressed up, and he was quite the storyteller, and it was really awesome, and it was really fun. So that was super cool. I feel like that might have been the most interesting thing I did over spring break, but I don't really remember. I also did a lot of thrifting, but we'll talk about that maybe later. Okay, how are we going to lift spirits to start? Let's see. I want to start maybe, guys, like, this is a spirit lifting NJ's version. I don't know if y'all have ever tuned in, but like my music taste is quite mellow. So these are some more upbeat songs from what I normally listen to. So this is like a disclaimer, just because I don't know, whatever. We're going to hop in with a song called Change of Heart by Adam Melchor. This is like a recent new song I've kind of been listening to recently, if that makes any sense. And I like it, and it's fun, and I'm gonna have a really fun time listening to this in the studio. So I hope you have a really fun time listening to this not in the studio, because no one else is here right now. But okay. Shall we? I think we shall.
You said it's like your chest got something to say. It's knocking at your sternum every day. You've been good at silencing the pains of man. But it got a little loud. So you started breathing heavily. Siren's old familiar melody. And all the remedies you learned to disavow. Are you ready for it now? Time and time you've been let down. Why would you stick around? To fight another day around these parts, looking for a change of heart, looking for that change of heart. And I could yell it from the balconies, but life and all its little tragedies weave their way into the tapestry somehow, and always show up unannounced. Universe rolls out its welcome mat, looks you in the eye, says now go and deal with that. You have to go to bat for you. No, you can't look in the crowd. The call is coming from inside the house. Time and time you've been let down. Why'd you stick around? Live to fight another day around these bars. Looking for a change of heart. Looking for that change of heart.
Time and time you've been let down. Why'd you stick around? for a change of heart. Looking for a change of heart. Looking for a change of heart.
Never looked so blue, so hard to leave it. That's what I always do, so I keep thinking back to a time under the canyon moon. The world's happy waiting, doors yellow, broken blue. I heard Jenny saying, go get the kids from school, and I keep thinking back to time under the canyon moon. I've been gone too long from you. Staring at the ceiling, 2 weeks and I'll be home. Carry the feeling through Paris, all through Rome, and I'm still thinking back to the time under the canyon moon. She plays songs I've never heard. An old lover's hippin' music, pretends not to know the words. And I keep thinking back to the time under the canyon.
Falling, it happened so quickly.
Bello. Okay, y'all. We just listened to Bus Beat by Charlie Berg, my goat Charlie Berg. And prior to that was Canyon Moon by Harry Styles. Harry Styles. He released new music recently. I think I listened to the album once while I was, oh wow, while I was doing homework. That's all I have to say about it. I don't know it well enough to make any further comments. And then prior to that was Change of Heart by Adam Melchor, which is such a fun song. I'm also, just like in case anyone was curious, I put these headphones on backwards and I can hear myself better, which is weird. I wonder if they're wrong or I don't know. Anyways, we're lifting spirits today. If anyone wants to call in and tell a wonderful story, that would be really cute. Let me try to think of a wonderful story. Trying to think of any little critters I saw recently or anything of the sort. I did. Okay, so I performed in a concert over the weekend, and I had to drive my grandma and my great aunt back home afterwards. And it was a fun car ride because we saw a possum, and it was really cute. So that's an uplifting story because I saw a possum and it was cute. I'm trying to think what else. Anything uplifting? I got back to school because it was just spring break, and I saw my room and I went, wow, I love my room so much. So that was really nice because usually I don't like coming back to school and I'd rather stay home. But the fact that I got back to school and I was like, wow, this is wonderful. That was quite spectacular. It's the small joys, really. Right? Like, after this, I'm going to hang out with my friend and we're going to go to McDonald's. I might not get food. I might. We'll see. I love a chicken nugget. So maybe I'll get a chicken nugget or four or six. But that's going to be uplifting and joyful for me. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this on here, so I won't. So sorry. Have a suspenseful time with that one. Okay. You know what? This is perfect. As we're talking about little joys, the next song I'm going to play is I've Seen It by Olivia Dean. This is actually kind of a perfect segue, and I love this song so much, and it's so perfect, and I love Olivia Dean. And think about, well, I don't want to tell you what to do. If you're feeling up to it, think about all the happy people in your life when you listen to this song. Here we go. We're lifting spirits. Let's go.
I've seen it last for 30 years, seen it bloom and end in tears. I've seen it after school and in the park, sat right across me on the tube. Seen it miss a stop or two, seen it trying not to fall apart. I've heard it laced in every song, and still the words all come out wrong. It doesn't always answer when you call. Brings out the worst, brings out the best. I understand it less and less. I guess I'm not supposed to know it all. I've seen it dance with friends around the table, and Eleanor, Rosie and Louise. And it makes me cry to think that I am able to give it back the way it gives to me. I've seen it grow and forget until it's just a silhouette, till someone picks it up and sends it on. I've seen the films, I've read the books, my mom and dad, they got me hooked. The fairy tale, the search goes on and on. The more you look, the more you find, it's all around you all the time. time catches your eye, you blink, and then it's gone. Brings out the worst, brings out the best. I know it's somewhere in my chest. I guess it's been inside me all along.
I don't wanna die young, don't wanna get old and stay so warm that my heart gets cold. So tell me there's a reason, there's something upstairs. Tell me they've been seeing what's going on down here. 'Cause I get to feel sad and I miss my mom and dad. Why is it so hard to tell that? When you get to a certain age, you miss what you could have had. But don't really want it back. And hope that you're on track. For 22 hours and change, I just want to have fun. Have a good laugh, make a few friends, the kind that lasts. So tell me there's a reason, or something upstairs. Tell me they've been seeing what's going on down here. 'Cause I get to feel sad and I miss my mom and dad. Why is it so hard to tell them that? When you get to a certain age, you miss what you could have had. But don't really want it back. And hope that you're on track. For 22 and some change, my mind gets caught under the wave. A tidal wave. Inside of me, without a way, I wanna give myself some grace.
Bello, I'm back. That was Fainted Love by Conan Gray. I love Conan Gray so much. I've gone to a handful of concerts in my life. And I love that, like, I go to the concert and then after the concert, I'm like, oh my God, I love this artist so much. Like, I love when that happens. That kind of happened to me with Conan Gray. I saw him recently. And after, I'm just like, oh my God, he's so wonderful. I've talked about this before on here. But he's just fantastic and amazing. He's a great performer. He's a great singer. Oh, I love him. And I love the song you just heard, Fainted Love, was from his album, Found Heaven. And I love that album a lot. You know, okay, so over break, my parents have a lot of CDs. And my car still has a CD player in it because it's like a 2015 car. And I have Spotify on my phone, but I was like so overstimulated. I was like, it takes me like so much brain power to figure out what I want to listen to. Because I'm one of the people, my mom and I were talking about this over break, where like you either make like, I don't know, like one giant playlist with all the music you've ever listened to ever on it, or like you have 8 billion different playlists. And I'm one of the 8 billion different playlists kind of people. Like, I want to have a playlist for like everything, and it never works out that way. But that's fine. So I have like 20 started playlists, more than 20. I don't know. When I go to make a new Spotify playlist, it says playlist number 230 something. So I have a lot of playlists is kind of what I'm trying to get at. And I feel like choosing what to listen to, like even for just a little car ride, is so overwhelming. And so I was like, okay, CD, because there's like less options and kind of, I don't know, my family has a lot of CDs. So like there's still a lot of options, but it's just, it's less, I don't know. It feels like there's less choices. You know, and like I put the CD in and I listen to the whole CD and it's like, whatever, you know? So I was like thinking to myself, okay, like if I go this route, if I really like to listen to CDs and if I want to get my own CDs, what would the first five that I would get be? And I think I said that Found Heaven would be like a CD I would want to own because it's just perfect to me. I love this album. What else did I say? Let me think. Actually, I really don't remember. I feel like there was a Charlie Berg album on there because I just love him. Maybe Stephen Day. I love him too. I don't remember. Probably like the Little Mermaid on Broadway soundtrack, of course. Why wouldn't I do that? That's like the best ever. But anyways, so I love a CD. I love an album. I love that album. Prior to Fainted Love by Conan Gray, we also listened to 22 and Some Change by Stephen Day, which when I turn 22 this year, oh my God, then I'm going to listen to this song and dance around my room or something. Maybe. I don't know. I wonder when. Okay, Stephen Day is like an anomaly. I've tried looking him up and figuring out like, how old is he? Is he married? Like, is that his real name? And there's no information on him ever in the, like, on the interwebs. So it's like, I was going to look to see if he made, like, this album or the song or whatever when he was 22. But I don't even know how old he is, like, now. He's another person that, like, I went to the concert and I was like, oh my God, you're so awesome. That was a fun concert. Wow, I love concerts. Speaking of concerts, nope. I won't go there. Guys, should I call in? Let me know. Give me advice. Should I go see BTS or should I not go see BTS? Let me know what you guys think. We're going to dive into some fun, silly stuff, I guess, because why the heck not? Actually, just one fun, silly thing because I feel like it. We're going to listen to Snoop Dogg's Affirmation song. It's been a minute since we played that one. And I think since we're lifting spirits today, I think everyone should say nice things about themselves. So let's do that, shall we?
Affirmation. affirmations are our positive statements that help us to challenge and overcome. When you're not feeling good and have negative thoughts, so repeat after me. Come on, everyone. There is no one better to be than myself.
There is no one better to be than myself.
Today is going to be an amazing day.
Today is going to be an amazing day.
My feelings matter.
My feelings matter.
I get better every single day.
I get better every single day.
I choose to feel happy.
I choose to feel happy.
My family loves me so much.
My family loves me so much.
I care about others.
I care about others.
I learn from my mistakes.
I learn from my mistakes.
Affirmations are fun and cool. They help us heal and they help us grow. If you love to learn and want to keep feeling good, let's say some more. Follow me, let's go.
I am responsible.
I am responsible.
I get better every single day.
I get better every single day.
I'm surrounded by love.
I'm surrounded by love.
Every problem has an answer.
Every problem has an answer.
I deserve to feel good.
I deserve to feel good.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
I believe in myself.
I believe in myself.
I control my own happiness.
I control my own happiness.
Now we know some new affirmations that we can choose and learn to say. So next time you need a little inspiration to help you have more of a positive day. Affirmations. Affirmations.
Touch, girl, that's a fact. I would hit the runway just to run it all back. I'm just trying to move before the movie fade to black.
Fade to black. Fade to black.
Fade to black. Hey, fade to black. Ooh, babe. Get to my house. Tell you what I want and know what you buy. You pull up with that green. Nothing I've found, no.
I just want
ooh, babe. I know you wanna be back to serve me.
You come back to me. I want a little bit of change, baby.
Hold fast, baby. You know I'll never stop. My loving's off the top with you tonight. Wait for me, baby. You know I'll never want my shit.
To my place.
Hey, I'm back. That was Haircut by Ryan Beatty from his album Boy in Jeans. He's a fun artist. I was on Instagram. Okay, painting the picture. I was scrolling on Instagram in my bed at home, and I saw this girl, and I've seen her videos before. She's a really good singer, and she plays guitar, and I think she writes her own music. And she was making a list. She had a PowerPoint, and it was like, the 21 albums you should listen to, or 21 best albums, or something like that. And the last one was Ryan Beatty's album called Calico, and I went to see him when he was like touring for that album, and I was like, wow, that's cool that I know that album. The rest of the albums I didn't know at all, but that's okay. I put them all into a ginormously long playlist. Let's see how long this playlist is, because I was like, you know what, yeah, I love to listen to an album. So the playlist is called Albums a Girl on the Internet Said to Listen To. It has 331 songs, and it's about 19 hours long. Holy moly. And a lot of the albums are really long, but I don't know. So maybe sometime I'll make it through this ginormous playlist with all these albums in it. I don't know, but it seemed cool. And most of them are like artists that I've never heard of ever, which is also really cool. Except Andrew Bird, there's an Andrew Bird album on there. I like Andrew Bird. Not as much as some other people that I know, but I know the name and I've heard his music, and so that means I like him, basically. By proximity, I guess. Guys, we're lifting spirits today. Do your spirits feel lifted? Because I hope they do. I tried my best. I don't listen to a lot of spirit-lifting music. Oh, this is a good one. Should I? I don't know. Wait, okay. I want to play a funny song because it's a really good spirit lifter. So please, if you are able, stand up and have a dance party to this wonderful piece of art. Thank you.
Yeah. In the place to be. Chipmunks on the MIC. Witch Doctor.
Everybody can it. Yeah.
mamma mia, pensacci tu. Se tu dormi a pisciaiola, chi tu vai? Tu vieni sempre lo pesce e maledire. Se ci piglia la fantasia dei piscioli, a figlia mia. Uè mamma, me voglio mai dar. Uè mamma, quanto è bella baccalà. Uè mamma, pesce fritto baccalà. C'è la luna mezzo mare, mamma mia, me maritare. Figlie mie crudetare, mamma mia, pensaci tu. Se tu dugno a miracolo, e tu vai, dove ne la cazzo le mare te. Se scingava la fantasia dei cazzoli e la vecchia mia, uè! Me voglio mai là, uè mamma, quanto è bella baccalà, uè mamma, pesce fritto baccalà, me voglio la guagliotta che me voglio mai là, uè mamma, me voglio mai là, uè mamma, quanto è bella baccalà, uè mamma, pesce fritto baccalà, me voglio la guagliotta che me voglio mai là, uè mamma, me voglio mai là.
How wonderful. Okay, guys, that's kind of it. That's kind of all I have for today. I hope your spirits were lifted. And if they weren't, I hope that later in the day they can be lifted by something else. Maybe like a puppy or a cute squirrel or, I don't know, a friend or a really good cup of coffee or something of the sort. But it's gonna be okay because it's gonna be warm soon and then everyone's gonna like defrost and it's gonna be so nice and lovely. And until then, I'll be here. Hit my line if you need anything. Awesome. Okay. This has been Kitchen Sink. I hope everyone enjoyed. I hope everyone has a great week. And I'll see you guys next week on Monday. Farewell.
I want you to We'll be right back. Keep it locked.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe, and I've got gas. Natural gas, that is. It comes to me through a series of pipes buried in the ground. Pipes that all too often get damaged by people who dig before calling 811. This causes real problems for millions of Americans like me who rely on natural gas to heat their homes and cook their food, but it's even worse for the people who hit the gas.